Chapter 3, An Unwelcome Visitor.
Many, many miles from Iping, Thomas Marvel plodded along a road, carrying three heavy books. He looked around, hoping to escape. However, the invisible man always said to him,
"If you escape, I'll find you and I'll kill you."
"But I'm weak and can't help you,"
said the tramp.
"You had better do as I say. Everyone will be looking for me, and I need you to do the things I can't,"
said the invisible man.
"You had better keep my books safe. If you don't, I will kill you."
They walked for many hours and eventually arrived in Port Stowe in the morning. They waited until the bank opened. The invisible man went inside, and Marvel waited outside. Suddenly, bundles of money came flying through the window, which Marvel quickly pocketed in his coat and trousers. He then ran until he was out of breath. He found a seat and sat down with the three books next to him. Not long later, an old seaman sat down next to him. He had a newspaper with him and said,
"Look at this. It says there is an invisible man running around these parts."
Marvel looked suspiciously around himself. He listened carefully for any sound of the invisible man. He didn't hear anything, so he whispered to the seaman,
"I know some things about the invisible man."
The seaman was astonished and asked,
"Really? What do you know?"
"Well, I... Ow!"
moaned the tramp. He now held his hand next to his left ear. The invisible man had smacked him on the side of his head.
It's my tooth. Terrible toothache. I'm going now."
"What about the invisible man?"
the seaman called out behind the tramp.
"It's not true. Some man I know made up the whole story,"
said the tramp as he was dragged along the road by the invisible man. Marvel and the invisible man left Port Stowe and headed toward Port Burdock, which was a very short distance away. In this town, Dr. Arthur Kemp was looking through a microscope in his study. He was a research scientist. Dr. Kemp decided to take a break, so he stood up and walked to the window. Through the window, he saw a dirty-looking man running through the street, waving his arms.
"Another crazy idiot screaming about the invisible man. Why does this town have so many?"
he asked himself. But the people who saw Marvel up close did not think he was crazy, especially when they heard heavy breathing behind Marvel. Two boys were suddenly pushed to the ground, and a dog was kicked by an invisible leg. Everyone panicked and deserted the streets. Some even screamed as they ran,
"The invisible man is here!"
However, everything was normal at the Jolly Cricketer Inn. The regulars were enjoying their regular brew when Marvel came crashing through the door screaming,
"The invisible man is after me. Lock the doors. He promised he would kill me if I escaped."
A policeman said,
"Hurry, lock the doors."
No sooner had they bolted the door when a powerful thumping was heard on the door.
"Don't open it,"
Marvel cried in terror.
"Are all of the doors locked?"
"The back door, the yard door,"
exclaimed the barman. The barman rushed to check the doors, but it was too late.
"The yard door is open. He could be inside now,"
he told them. Then there was the sound of a slamming door. The barman reached for a knife and the policeman for his gun. From nowhere, something dragged Marvel out from his hiding place. The Invisible Man dragged Marvel into the kitchen. The policeman followed and tried to grab onto the Invisible Man, but he felt a large fist smash into his face. The barman and the policeman both tried to tackle the man. While the Invisible Man was fighting off the two men, Marvel managed to crawl away and escape through the yard door with the three books. The fight continued for a few more moments. Then the two men realized they could no longer feel the Invisible Man.
"Where is he?"
one asked.
"He must have escaped,"
the other said. Just then, a plate went flying through the air. The policeman shot five times in the direction from which it came.
"You might have got him. Let's try to feel around for his body."
In another part of town, Dr. Kemp was busily working on his research. He was taking down some notes at the time of the fight. When he heard the gunshots, he lifted his head and thought,
Another fight at the Cricketer tonight.
He went back to his work, but then the doorbell rang. After a few moments, no one came into his study to see him, so he called his housekeeper.
"Who was at the door?"
he asked. "No one," she told him. "It must have been a prank." Dr. Kemp then forgot about it and continued to work until 2 in the morning. He decided to go to bed, so he went up to his room. Just before he entered his room, he saw something that looked like blood on the floor. Then he looked at the door handle and saw it covered with mud. He walked into his bedroom and saw blood all over the bed covers. Then he looked closely at his pillow.
"Good Lord, it looks like someone was lying there,"
he cried. At that moment, there was another voice in the room.
"Kemp, it's you. I don't believe it."
Dr. Kemp looked around the room. In the corner, he saw what looked like a blood-stained bandage wrapped around an arm that wasn't there.
"Don't worry, Kemp. I'm an invisible man. You aren't hearing things."
"What? An invisible man? So it's true what they've been saying in the village?"
Dr. Kemp said, reaching out his hand to touch the bandage. But the invisible man grabbed the doctor's wrist. Dr. Kemp tried to pull away and fight, but the invisible man said,
"Kemp, stop this. You know me. I'm Jack Griffin. We went to college together."
Kemp now sat up and asked,
"The Jack Griffin who won the college medal in chemistry?"
"Yes."
"Why would you want to make yourself invisible?"
asked Dr. Kemp again.
"And how?"
the invisible man replied.
"Kemp, can I explain tomorrow? I'm wounded, exhausted, and hungry. Could I have something to drink?"
Dr. Kemp poured him some whiskey and asked,
"Where are you?"
Griffin took the glass out of his hand.
"I can't believe all of this is happening,"
said Dr. Kemp.
"I've been outside, running around with no clothes on. All I want is to put some clean clothes on and eat something."
Dr. Kemp went to his wardrobe and took out a dressing gown.
"Will this be okay?"
The invisible man took the robe, and Dr. Kemp watched as it seemed to swing around in the air by itself. The doctor also got him some underwear, socks, and slippers, and then went to get some food. He brought the food back and watched as an invisible mouth devoured it.
"This is the strangest thing,"
he muttered.
"What is strange is the good fortune to enter the house of a man I know for bandages for my wound,"
Griffin said.
"How were you wounded?"
asked the doctor.
"Well, there was a man who was supposed to help me, Marvel."
"He shot you?"
the doctor questioned him again.
"No, but he stole my books and money.
Did you shoot him? I heard some shots coming from the inn.
No. Someone back at the inn shot me. But I'll explain later. I'm exhausted.
Then sleep here in my room.
Offered the doctor.
Sleep? I have to catch Marvel to get my books. And the police might catch me.
Said the man.
Police?
Asked Kemp.
I'm such an idiot. I've given you the idea to turn me in.
I promise I won't. I won't tell anyone that you are here. Why don't you lock the door after I leave?
Dr. Kemp suggested.
All right. Then I will sleep here tonight. I'll explain my plans to you tomorrow. There will be wonderful things that you and I can do together. I have just discovered that if I am to be invisible, I must have a partner.
The two men shook hands and said goodnight, but the invisible man warned,
"You had better not think about trying to have me captured."